G'day, it's just after 4 on Monday the 24th of August 2015, and we've just seen the statement issued by the Royal Commission from Commissioner Dyson Heydon that contrary to the position he took on Friday, when he told us that he would need until Tuesday morning to get his thoughts together and his judgment prepared and delivered in the application by the ACTU that he recuse himself from further involvement at the Commission. Well, we've just heard that he won't be able to meet that time frame. In fact, he can't give us a time frame as to when he will finalise that judgment. And he's reserved his decision, which basically means, you know, it could be any period of time. That announcement also tells us that hearings that were planned to take place on Wednesday have been adjourned to a date to be fixed. I hope that does not mean that all of the Commission's hearings are on hold until the Commissioner has made his final determination in the application for recusal, although you'd have to say that logically that seems to be the logical conclusion arising from the statement that's been issued today. This is really bad news, I think. It means that the issues the Commissioner is grappling with in this application based on a perception of bias on his part, it means that the issues he's grappling with are more complex than they seemed to be certainly, you know, early last week and even up until Friday. It would suggest that the Commissioner perceives that there's more substance in the application than he seemed to believe there was on Monday when the ACTU first appeared before him. And the fact he can't give us a time frame does not augur well for the deliberations, you know, or the outcome of the deliberations that he's making into this perception of bias issue. It's quite a bloody deflating day, actually, because this question, is he biased or not, is there a perception of bias or not, has overtaken the agenda, the primary agenda of the Royal Commission itself. And that primary agenda is so bloody important. It's rooting out this clear corruption in many of the trade unions across the country. And it's such an important issue because those very trade unions, the corrupt trade unions, pre-select members of parliament who go on to form the bloody government of the country. They then legislate, as Gillard did, to entrench the advantage and special treatment handed out to union officials. It's a perfect sort of perpetual motion machine designed to deliver advantage and favour to those special few blokes who end up running trade unions. Godspeed, Commissioner. I hope the fact you've reserved this decision doesn't drag it out for too long. And I hope that justice prevails and that you continue with the great work you've been doing to date.